All right, y'all.
Hello, amigos.
Hi.
We're here.
I can't stand y'all.
We're back.
We're better than ever, bitches.
Welcome to the real world.
Booked and busy.
Last time, I feel like I'm dying.
What?
Felt that to my core. Just trying to survive.
So, we definitely have been going through a lot of different things in the last, month since the last recording? A lot of things have changed in 1 month.
A lot.
Michelle's dying.
For such a late.
Sorry, guys.
I thought you could hear me later or anything, you know?
We're back.
So, since the last episode, I have moved back to Fort Myers. I started school. I started a new job. And Lord knows I'm fucking drowning. I barely have time to wipe my own ass. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I wipe my ass.
She's lying.
I also showered. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put myself on there like that.
She showers like twice a week.
Bro, when I have time, pretty much, that's how it is.
Nah, life has been difficult.
It's like the energy of the last fucking episode to the energy that we got hit by a train.
Then a truck. Maybe an airplane crashed into that same location.
No, look, it's like we were crossing the street, got hit by an 18-wheeler, rolled off the mountain, got hit by a boat, and then eaten by whales.
We're Pinocho on this shit right now. So, life has been life. I actually caught COVID right after my birthday. And I was down for like 14 days. Then I had to play catch up with work because I was about to get fired. And yeah, guys.
And my life is always chaotic, honestly. On a daily basis, it never stopped. I just took a vacation and I came back to chaos. But my kid started school, so that just, you know, cherry on the cake. So it's been hectic. She's been having to adjust, and it hasn't been easy at all for either of us. Not even the dog. She's done with our yelling. She's done with
she at this point,
like, oh Lord.
At this point, the dog is like, yo, Nani, let her do your hair, because if you don't, I'm going to bite you.
I'm putting shit at you. Do not start today. That's literally how it is. It's been rough. But she's liking it. Now, so we're getting somewhere. It's gonna get better.
Do you feel like she'll be adjusted maybe in the next few weeks?
Yes. I mean, I'm hoping and praying if God loves me, but yeah, I think she's gonna like it. She's been like learning the kids' names and like, oh, my teacher, she knows what her favorite teacher is, so she likes it. She just has trouble adjusting to the schedule.
I mean, that's understandable. So I feel the kids.
Yeah, Nicole, like, Nani alone. Don't do her hair.
Nicole, she fights herself in the mirror in the morning.
I wish there was a bus I could catch. You think I want to be driving myself to school? The fuck? No. Where's that yellow school bus I'm waiting for in the corner?
At 7:15 in the morning.
Exactly. With my muffin and a chocolate milk in my hand.
A sandwich.
Yeah, but the energy is here, guys. I'm not gonna lie. It feels a little weird. It feels a little weird recording just because we haven't done it in a while. And also, this is our first virtual recording of the podcast. Like all three of us being in different places. So I feel like, you know, we'll get there.
That has to get some adjusting too, because we. Struggling a little bit, but hey, we got it. We should have like a little roulette thingy.
That would be fun. Like,
there's one. There's like an app.
I have a question.
Oh,
how do you feel about forehead kisses?
Forehead kisses. I like them. Nothing like, oh my god, you know how they make them seem like, oh Lord. I love them though. They're cute.
Okay, married woman. Nicole?
They're okay. We ain't got time. I don't feel like everybody should give you a forehead kiss. Those are exclusive.
I agree. Like,
it's special.
Not gonna lie, that should be melting me.
It's not you kiss that, my, is that, listen, it's a sign of affection. Like, you either get it from your parents or you get it from, like, your significant other. To get it from your friend, it's rare, but, like, it has to be, like, your best friend, like, really showing you they love you, but, like,
for it, barely. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody, like, how I say it, like, you can have, like, random people, like, a random person won't just come up to you and give you a kiss on the forehead. Like, that shit is, like, you're kissing my forehead, you love me. Like, if you're kissing my forehead, you love me. So don't be just kissing my forehead, like for the fun of it, just because you're trying to be cute. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you imagine random walking down New York City and you reach a street corner and you're just minding your business, but you make eye contact with this cute-ass dude, and this dude just kisses you in the forehead. Like,
I'll fall in love. I'll fall in love. We're officially getting married. We're having 9 kids. We're renewing our vows like 50 years later. Like, that's how I feel about forehead kisses. Don't kiss my forehead.
Nah, I'll wipe that shit off and be like, bitch, COVID.
You know, now that you said COVID, I didn't realize okay, so when I caught COVID, I realized that I have a favorite sense. Sense? Is that the right way to say it? Scent? Yeah.
I guess.
So my favorite scent is my smell.
Mm. Why?
Your senses?
Yes, my senses. Thank you, Dr. Nicole.
I got you, homie. For a second, I was trying to figure out what you were saying, and I was so confused.
I know. I'm sorry. But yes, when I lost my sense of smell, I was so upset. Like, it was bad. Like, I didn't realize how much I liked the sense, like, my sense of smell. Because it's like, if you can, like, smell something and know, like, this I'm gonna like or this I'm not gonna like. You know that they say that the last thing that you remember of when somebody passes away is their, I think I read that right, is their sense of smell. You forget what they look like, you forget what they sound like, and the last thing you remember is the sense of smell. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is.
Do you guys have a favorite sense? Sense? I can't see that freaking word.
I would definitely say hearing. I mean, not hearing, seeing. Wow. That's what I was gonna say.
No.
See, that's the bitch with glasses. But listen, I'm a real. To be able to see figures and see colors and, like, just see in colors, general, such a
art, like, thing. Like, whoa. That's
pretty cool. Like, we went to Puerto Rico. Like, I understand ziplining is exhilarating, but can you imagine a blind person ziplining? Like, they'll feel the thrill, but they won't be able to capture the, like, view.
The view.
Everything was just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, guys. Me and Nicole went to Puerto Rico. I forgot to say that.
It's amazing.
It was super fun. And they did make me zip line. I was taking a fucking shit. Like, I needed, like, 7 diapers.
Who's gonna go first? I was like, clip my ass off. Let's go. Run it.
She ain't lying. It really was like that. And then
let's go.
I was like, the guy was like, basically on the first one, the guy was like, oh, come here. He clipped me and then he pushed me because I was not going to go.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean,
that was the only way because you were going to go voluntarily. I wouldn't have been there. I would have been like, okay, no.
But I'm going to say it was really fun. And, like, once I did the first one, I was able to do the other 6 okay. Like, I was like, all right, I'll go.
How fun.
Yeah. I'm super scared of heights. So I was, like, really proud of
from, like, one to another. Like,
so basically, we would do the first one, end the first one, and then we would walk to the next one, and then we would clip and then get sent to the other one, and then repeat.
Oh, cool.
But let me tell you, some of those stairs, I was dying. That's when I realized I had to go back to the gym.
To the gym. Yeah. Felt that. I know. I was dying today.
In general. I was like, y'all got stairs and water up here? Y'all tripping. Y'all
asking people to die? On vacation?
I mean, I only, to be honest, I slept more on this vacation than I have slept this whole year.
That's good. That's vacation.
Relax. This isn't the most island thing ever, I don't know what is. Bitch, I fell on a pineapple straight out of Mario Kart. Like, it was some crazy shit. You know those, like, what? Scooters that you rent? The little electrical scooters? Well, I was riding it, and then I looked behind, and I was like, oh, shit, I don't see Cindy. So I braked, but I braked on a pineapple. So there goes my scooter flying from under me. Then I put my foot down to try to hold myself. Was still on the motherfucking pineapple. Yo. The scooter fell, then I fell, then my AirPod flew out my ear.
Everything is slow motion.
Bro, I was right behind her. I swear to God that it's not even a fucking lie. Like, it was all in slow motion. Like, it was so bad.
Before I even got up, I grabbed the AirPod and I put it back in my ear. Then I looked up. There was somebody standing there, and I looked up, and it was the dude cutting grass. He legit stopped cutting grass just to watch me. Then I looked up at him, and he's like, "Tú está bien, tú está bien, levántate." And I was like, "Okay, bro." And I go, and I get back up, and I'm like, oh, bro, what the fuck? And then, you know what, Michelle? The scooter stopped working. I was like, I give up on life.
No, hold on. It gets worse.
Oh, Lord.
So we move, right? We move forward because we're, like, in the middle of the street because you're not allowed to, like, drive them on the sidewalk. So we move forward, and the fucking guy that was cutting the grass starts cutting grass again. And then the moment that he starts cutting grass, I just hear Nico go, ow, what the fuck? A fucking rock has flown from the floor and hit this girl in her ass.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was just one thing right after another. So I was at that point, after the rock hit me in the ass, I was living. I had enough. I was like, I want a motherfucking pineapple filled with pina colada. And when I'm done, I'm dropping it on the floor. Let somebody else's karma hit them.
So if anybody out there knows how Nicole could get a enjuague of her energy, please call us. DM us, because my girl needs it.
Un huevo.
Un huevo en la cabeza.
Todo el cuerpo. Lávate con un huevo.
Whatever works.
Yeah, that's what my friend said. She's like, just release all your bad energy and your bad thoughts as you're rubbing the egg on yourself and then throw it out. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, and then go with empty maletas and walk down the street. And I was like, listen, you Cuban ass bitch. I am not walking down the street with maletas. Listen,
whatever works.
I'm going to look like I got kicked out.
Yeah. You're like, it's just for my ritual. Relax.
That shit was funny though.
For $5 million. $5 million. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give your man head in front of your family?
Absolutely not.
For $5 million?
That shit, you won't live it down. You can't take away their memory. That you're going to live with that for the rest of your life.
They watch porn.
Nah, I'll stay with the little dignity I got.
You tripping. I will deep throat the fuck out this man. Yo.
Wait, who?
Whatever man I have.
Can I choose?
You do that in front of your dad?
In front of my dad.
My sister,
in front of my dad. I'll be like, dad, this is how it gets done.
On the side view angle. Side view angle.
You can see that shit gargled. I don't care. For $5 million, I promise you.
Where's your respect, bitch?
Listen. I promise you that if I give my dad $600,000 out of my $5 million, he will forget all about it. He watches porn.
I mean, I'm sure he's not going to forget about it.
Listen, I smoked weed, and my dad went in front of the entire church and said I did a bunch of drugs. I'm talking about Waka Flocka. I'm talking about cocaine. I'm talking about the bars. And you want me to suck dick in front of my Christian father?
Nah, but it doesn't mean that you, but the question was not finish him.
People are like, I'll take the money and you're still going to hell.
Yeah.
But it's, but it's not saying to finish the man off. It's just saying, would you suck his dick? All you have to do is once. That's it. $5 million
I don't think my man's dick would get hard if I did
it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't say that it has to. It just says, would you give him head? That just means one.
We're so technical. Like, how many are going to be in there?
What year is this? Are we talking about immediate family or like three generations of family?
Listen, I don't care. For $5 million, I would do it. I don't care.
I'll suck dick in front of you. But
I don't care. You can choose. Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah. In that case, I guess it would be who you consider family. I guess if we're going to get technical,
okay.
Girls.
Okay. Touche, bitch. Touche. Okay.
Then, yes, absolutely. 100%. Right now. Let's go. Where's the money? Husband, wake the fuck up.
Let's go. Kike, wake up. What do you think about your coochie?
That shit is on fire. 10 out of 10. 5 stars on Yelp. And fucking phenomenal.
The, what is it?
What the gorilla grip coochie.
Tony the Tiger. That's the great.
I'm done. Oh my God, I think we're done. I think this is the end of the podcast. Nicole has taken the award. Michelle, what do you think about your coochie?
She's a queen. Fantastic. Amazing. Chef kiss.
There you go.
Be nice and thick too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to think of how to say it, but I don't fit into
that gorilla grip.
I don't fit into all underwear. I'm just like,
what does that have to do with your coochie?
It's fat.
She
girl.
Gets me mad. She be getting me tight because I'm just like, bro, what the fuck are you this fat for?
No, dude, when it become falling out the edge, I'm like, you need to
come on there, pop that bitch back into the underwear.
Bloop.
Bro, I had to wear one of my bathing suits in Puerto Rico backwards because the coochie area did not fit.
No, that's how you're supposed to wear them as a plus size girl, and they literally are the best. They make my, like, the back is, like, more booty.
No.
And the front is more covered.
It was in my ass. Like, I had to put it in my ass.
With this generation nowadays, it's either coochie out or booty out. So take your pick. Because the only other option is like granny panty fucking bikinis.
Granny panty life. Right here.
Not at the beach. At right tan line, you know?
Bro, my ass is white for a reason.
snap, cut it out.
But yes, she's a queen. I love her. She just be a little crazy sometimes. Sometimes she be thinking too much.
Yeah, like you be sitting down at a bar or at a party, and then a hot guy comes by, and there she goes, trying to pull you towards the guy. Like, bitch, keep it down.
I'm like, I'm celibate, and this bitch is like, nah, we not. We scoping. Like,
you
I'm like, bitch, you scoping. Go back home.
She's like, Last night, I went to the bar high as hell. Like so high. For no reason. And then I was at the bar, and then the bar, like, I'm staring at the big-ass TV with the football games, and this hot-ass bartender just walks towards me, and he was like, you need anything? But my dumb ass is just like, like, giggling at the fucking TV. And then I looked at him, and I started laughing. He was like, you need anything? You want anything? And I was like, oh, shit, my bad. Hey, you got crown apple? Let me get some crown apple. Right. And then he was just checking on me the whole night. And there I was, just high as hell, just looking at the TV.
The correct answer was, yes, I need you.
Yeah, no. You see, I can't do all that. I'm going to just stay in my high-ass corner.
I get that. This is me just fronting. This is me wishing this. I had the balls to say this.
I don't either. I've never looked for a guy. Went like first.
Like you never
asked them out or made myself interested in them or show them. I'm like, no. I don't know why.
So you expected them to know that you wanted them?
they always wanted me. Ah. I never went out of my way to like go and like and be like, hey, you know.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
I feel like if I was at this age, I probably would.
What?
Like if I was single at this age, I probably would.
Like you have the confidence to do it now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I just look at people. I don't know. I have this thing. Like when I find someone attractive, like I just look at them and they look at me and then I look at them and like we know. Nah, but I don't know. I feel like because I have like a mean face, like I don't get hit on like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like people automatically.
That's how you know.
Eyebrows.
The what?
The eyebrows.
It's the eyebrows.
That's what they tell me because I'm always like this.
Oh.
They're like, you're mad? Oh. You're mad? And I'm like, no, I'm not mad. But you just asked me if I'm mad and that made me mad.
Yo, I hate that. But no, like, you know, I don't know. I don't really attract, like, people, period. Like, not just men. Like, in general, like, people don't get attracted to me to, like, talk to me as friends either. Usually, like, when me and Nicole go out, like, they get attracted to her. Like, they get pulled to her. So, like, they'll start talking to her. And then they're kind of like, okay, let me say one word to, like, me and see. And then, like, then they kind of feel what I'm talking. And they're like, oh, okay, we can talk to her. But don't be giving that face.
It's what? Bitch, what? When and where?
I'm saying like people in general. Like I'm not saying men. I'm saying in general. And she's saying when. When we went to New York, everybody that we talked to in New York was because Nicole attracted them somehow or another.
She's a she's
like she has a pool. People have a pool to her. She's like very outgoing.
Yeah, letting out my coochie sprinkles everywhere.
Hey, where do we buy those? Where do we buy those? Cause
they don't exist, bro. Don't you think that if it existed, I'd have all the dick in the world? I don't. I don't even have one dick. I don't got shit.
I feel that.
Y'all gonna make me cry.
Do you currently have a crush?
No.
Yes. My goals.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Okay.
My goals are my crush right now. Graduating.
You're almost getting, there.
Becoming a doctor. I'm my own crush. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I love that shit. Yes.
I am fly as hell. Listen, I have not fucked with nobody since the beginning of June. I've been focusing on getting money, living my best life, and finishing my education. So fuck anybody else.
You got
fuck
this.
Everybody.
Round of applause. I wish I was more like you.
Along, you should answer that.
Huh? I said if somebody comes along, I don't give a fuck. I'm focused on where I want to go in life. And apparently all I attract is dudes in relationships. Like, what the fuck is that? Let me tell you something. If you're all not leave. Yes. All you gotta do is motherfucking leave. The door's right there. Don't let it hit you on the way out. But there's no reason for you to be in a relationship looking for something else. Like, if you're looking for something else, somewhere else is because you're not happy. So just leave. Mm-hmm. Don't get yourself stuck in an fucking entanglement in a little triangle. Por ninguna razón. Like, there's no need for that.
It's unfair to the other people. Like, that's super fucking selfish.
We grown as fuck. Like, I get shit. I get when shit's not deep. I get when shit's not working out. Like, be upfront about it. Don't be a fucking bitch. Literally, that's the word. Is being a bitch. Like,
and karma's a bitch. So, like, if you're that type of person, that shit's gonna come back to you because maybe the person that you're with, you're not feeling them, but eventually you're gonna feel someone the way that they're feeling you, and it's gonna come back.
I don't believe in karma too much because, look, my first ex-boyfriend cheated on me nasty as fuck. Like, disrespected the fuck out of me. And I'm alone, and he's in a relationship with the person he told me not to worry about, and they're still together. They're living happily ever after.
But you don't know if they're living happily ever after. As a married woman, being in a relationship a long time, half of my relationship now was hell, the worst. But I portrayed it as beautiful and as loving and as great online. So...
yeah, and it you never be. Know, like, maybe, you know, like, maybe he's good right now, but it doesn't mean that what goes around doesn't come back around. Like, eventually, like, it will. And it doesn't have to be, like, that she cheats on him. But it could be something, like, not saying that I wish anything bad on anyone, but something that might hurt him more. Like, and, you know, like, remember that everything is different for everyone. So, like, maybe him getting cheated on won't hurt him as much as it hurt you. But something else will happen to him that will hurt him 10 times worse. Because God is all-seeing. So that shit comes back. Which is why, that's why, like I always look back at, like, all my relationships or anybody, like, that hasn't appreciated having me in their life the way that they should. And I've always been like, I know that I can walk away from every single one of those, whatever they were, knowing that I was not the one that fucked up, or I was not the one that didn't make it work or didn't put all the effort into it, because I know that I did. And usually when I can walk away like that, I know that that person eventually will realize what they almost had or what they had, and they're going to regret it. But it'll be too late.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's hard. Like, I believe in karma, but at the same time, karma...
Me. I get all the fucking karma. I don't get it. It's like everybody else...
Did you kill a nun in your past life?
Did you? Yeah. Or maybe a priest?
Bro. I don't know what you did, but...
I mean, honestly...
I need to be born again.
No, but look. Maybe... I mean, tell me if I'm
She'd
talking...
be like, Mom...
fucking baptize you for the 9th time.
Damn,
I mean, maybe I'm talking out of my ass. Maybe you guys don't agree or whatever. But, like, I just feel like for you,
I do. I'm half at least, like, I believe in karma, but then I'm like, no, also, it doesn't. There's some people that did so fucking wrong shit, and, like, they're living too good. Too good.
I get that. But,
I'm like, mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of think about it like, I've known Nicole for, like, I don't know, like, what was it, like, 7 years, maybe a little bit more. No, like, I would say, like, six, seven years. And where we was in the mud. Like, we've been out the mud. Like, obviously, we're not at our best place. And obviously, we have so much more to do. But, like, I look at you guys, and I remember so much where we were and where we are now. Like, we're so much better. So, we're still growing to where we're going to be. Yeah. So, like, I feel like all this is just a setup for that one perfect person for you, or that one perfect job, or that one perfect house, or that one perfect, you know, everything. Like, it's just setting you up for success.
You're so cute. My dog. Story.
I thought somebody's mic was broken. What the fuck?
For once,
I need you to wake that bitch up. Slap her, like, you're snoring. Turn around.
I'm so bad. I bought her.
Close your mouth.
I know. Go, Emmy. Go to your bed, baby. Go to your bed. You heard her. She mad. I'm sorry. Go to your bed.
I was hearing it for a long time, and I didn't want to ask.
Why?
I genuinely thought
I was like, Emmy's snoring. And I was like, okay, can y'all not hear it? And I heard you say, yeah, but you didn't seem annoyed, or you didn't seem like, okay, that's enough. Or so I was like, okay.
It doesn't, I mean, it didn't bother me.
I was like, guys, somebody's mic is broken. We're going to have to go online and order another one.
I mean, no. Stay over there. She's come back. I think she has, like, anxiety of separation.
No, that bitch got to do that.
She's like, no, I need a baby. Huh?
I said that bitch got sleep apnea. There's nothing wrong with her except that. I've never met a dog with sleep apnea, but I think I met one now.
Yeah, she be loud as fuck. We'll be asleep, and then we'll be like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, like, super. Like, that sounds like a whole ass man in the living room. And I'm like, I know.
Bruh.
The fact that we all just, like, yawned and everything, like, life is catching up.
I'm gonna be 27 this year, bitch.
I am 27.
It ain't the same, sis. It ain't the same. We were once 15.
Oh. I remember sneaking out of our houses. What do you consider a friend?
That's a good question. Someone who truly loves you. Because I don't have, like, associate friends around. I only have, like, good, solid friends. I don't have, like, friends, you know? Like, people you just talk to every now and then. You're like, oh, yeah, that's my friend.
I got you.
So I feel like I only have, like, best friends around me. and they show it in different ways. Like, they care, they help, they listen, they're genuine.
They accept you for you.
Mm-hmm. No judgment.
They don't make you feel like you have to act a certain way around them.
And or change.
Like that. Mm-hmm. That's true. Those are really good answers, actually. I love how we keep moving our eyebrows.
Because we're so tired. That's the only expression we can use. We're like,
wow, that was deep, good eyebrow movement.
Thanks.
We should talk was, of like a song.
It was a little delayed on my end. How do you just move one? Like, I feel like that emoji.
Okay, do you think that? Because, okay, so I've heard this. I don't know if you guys have heard this. There, a lot of guys believe that women always have someone waiting to get with them. Does that make sense? Do you think that's true? Do you have someone like that?
Do I currently have, someone? No. No, I do not believe that's true. Because if it's true, I would have had somebody by now, bitch. Don't ask me stupid questions.
You moron.
Sorry, guys. She's going through. She's going through, guys. Please.
Sorry. Questions like this piss me off.
Next question.
Like, you know damn well I'm by myself.
Like, so am I.
Like, okay. She's triggered right now.
I triggered her. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you think someone raised by love can handle a person that's raised by survival? You don't think
so? Well, that's actually... I don't know.
I think somebody from survival can accept somebody from love. But I feel like at one point, the person that was grew up from love can't handle the way survivors live their life or show love towards somebody.
I agree.
Because survivors are more prone to push people away. And those growing up with love are used to, like, being so easily, like, loving and so easy to, like, accept somebody. Like, I don't know if I just confused myself. You got my point.
I got
it.
So serious. Just kidding.
She was so determined.
She reminded me of the bridesmaids. Speech.
I think survival... Like, someone that's raised by survival is, like, always, like, waiting for the next, like, for the shoe to drop. So, like, they never get to enjoy being in love or, like, how the person that was raised by love is going to treat them. So it would take, like, a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. And if that person that's raised by love only has love and no patience, I don't think it would work.
I feel like I was a survival and my husband was like half survival, half love because he never really got like abused mm-hmm. or stuff like that. But he was just in survival mode, I guess. Like living in Mexico, he didn't have much. So his family, so he started working at a very young age and stuff, but he was loved. So that makes a huge difference. But I feel like it's hard as a survival. Because I feel like he has lasted, but I feel like I haven't. And I've completely wanted to completely shut it down a lot of times. I was like, I can't do this. I can't.
Because. Your parents say, specifically your mom, does your mom say, I love you?
No. She didn't as a kid. She would never tell me I love you first or give me hugs or affection or anything.
Does she say now, I love you now?
Yes.
My mom still says. Okay, so since I was a jit until now, like till this day, my mom says if I say I love you, she'll be like me too or mm-hmm. But my mm-hmm. mom's never the one to be like, I love you.
Yeah.
Unless she feels like she fucked up.
Yeah.
But she won't ever say, I love you, or I love you too.
Yeah, I agree.
That's really tough.
That's hard.
My mom, so in my, like, relationship with my mom, I mean, you both know my mom. So you guys know that my mom is very affectionate. Like, she's always been very affectionate. And I'm not. Like, I'm very, like, I don't know. Like, I'm weird. Because with my son, I try to be very affectionate. Because I don't want him to be like me. Like, I can say it. I don't have a problem saying it. But the way that I show when I love someone is kind of like I'm more like a material person. So, like, if I love you, I'll buy you stuff. I'll buy you food. I'll make you food. Like, I'll put gas in your car. I'll do all that. My mom is very affectionate. So when she tries to hug me and stuff, I'm like, get off. Don't yeah. touch me. So when I'm drunk, she takes advantage. She takes advantage. No, I swear. But I mean, it's a good thing. But if you don't know how to accept someone being affectionate, it's very uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, my dad is not affectionate at all. So I feel like that's probably where I got it from. But I can only imagine how hard it is, like, your mom being that way.
It's difficult to, like, change it up on your daughter, like, having to be everything that you were taught.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having to rewire my brain to do the opposite of everything that I'm so naturally used to doing.
Because it's normal.
And because I saw it and I grew up with it. It's terrible. It's hard.
It is.
It's so hard. But I feel like I have my moments, especially with everything that I do struggle with. Like, I have my moments where I feel like, oh, I'm the best mom ever. And then I have moments where I'm like, fuck, I should have been a better mom today.
Well,
and I feel like that goes for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like 90% of the time, I'm always thinking I'm a bad mom. I only have like a good 5% where I'm like, okay, I did a good job today. But then I will hit myself hard over the head of whatever that day I did wrong. And like, I won't live it down, which also has to do with having depression and anxiety. Like, that shit eats you. So it's hard. And it does come a lot. It does stem a lot from like things when you were a kid.
Childhood trauma and childhood shit.
Yeah. And I mean, it's
generational too.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the bloodstreams.
It's in somewhere.
When I read the book, you know, it's a good book. The Body Keeps the Score. I love that book. That taught me a lot about trauma and how your body is literally like, you're like a blueprint of everything you go through. So
yeah, I mean,
it's all there.
One of the things as an adult, like from one thing to another, but it kind of relates. One thing that affects me a lot now being 27 is always feeling like a second choice. Like, I always was, like, as a kid, I wasn't a second choice, but the situation I was in, I would always make myself second because I have a younger sibling and I didn't want her to feel what I felt when I was growing up. So that stuck with me. And I don't know if that's the energy that I put out, but every relationship I've ever been in, I've always been a second choice. And it continues to happen to me. And obviously, like, I don't want it to be, but somehow I always put myself in situations where I am.
Yeah.
But it's something I'm working on. But definitely there's things that is, like you said, like, they stick to you even if you don't try for them to.
And it's hard when you go back and try to trace them to see when you're trying to get to the root of the problem to try to fix it from its core. It's difficult to either relive the trauma, or it's difficult to either like realize that that's something that won't ever leave,
or where
that's something that won't ever that you just won't ever be able to fix.
Yeah,
like it's not curable.
And it's like when you were saying like that you try to look back and trace and see where you put yourself or where things changed, mm-hmm. that you made yourself, you put yourself back in the same situation. And it's like, I look back and I'm like, but the way that I treat somebody, if someone was to treat me the way that I treat them, which obviously is not the right way to think, I would not make them my second choice, or like, I would not do X, Y, and Z to them. Like,
I agree. You know? I feel like you're not a bad partner.
But I feel like that goes back to what we were talking about before. Like, I don't feel like everyone goes based off what they were raised, because like, for example, like we talked about it before, my mom isn't affectionate, but I'm very affectionate. Mm-hmm. And Cindy, you said your mom is affectionate and you're not affectionate. So mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily go based off like how you were raised. I feel mm-hmm. like it's who you are, like as a yeah. person, like.
But
like
it depends yeah. how each person cures the trauma in their brain. Some people do great, and they don't let it attach to them mm-hmm. for the rest of their life, and they're like, okay, cool, cool, cool. You know, like I'm normal. But a lot of people don't, and it's just pure brain, like. Everybody's
but look,
honestly, I love reading about this this topic. Mm-hmm. I need to get back into it. I feel like this was a sign.
This is a sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much.
My body keeps a store.
What I definitely want to read the book now that you mentioned it.
I want to hear it on audio. I have it on my, but it's a good book. The Body Keeps a Score.
That sounds like a good book.
It's about how trauma affects the body and how it stays in the body. It's stored. And that has to do with a lot of health problems because worry like affects the liver or the stomach and like oh, it's crazy. It's so insane how the brain is so
powerful.
Yeah, and intricate. That's like, dude, at any little move you fuck.
It's because your brain controls everything. Controls mm-hmm. literally everything. Why do you think that when you're in a bad situation, you feel it in your stomach? Like, yeah, yeah. Or you feel like something's off, or you're thinking something, and all of a sudden you gotta throw up. Like, it makes you feel like you gotta throw up. Like, your brain yeah. literally controls everything. And that's literally why I kind of wanted to do neurosurgery. Not gonna lie, like, it was because of that, because the complexity of the brain mm-hmm. and, like, how it literally affects everybody and it's why people do what they do and why they don't do certain things and how yeah. diseases and psychological disorders come up. It's fucking crazy. It really is. Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. It's incredible. But it's scary. It's so scary. It's like one wrong move and you're fucked. And still, I managed to fuck up constantly knowing that.
Oh, like, me too. I make the wrong decisions all the time. Sometimes I make the same wrong decision over and over. Because you expect a different outcome with the same result. I don't know if that makes sense.
But that's why after the first time, it's not a mistake anymore. It's a choice.
This is true.
What
are your goals for the month?
Get the fuck through this semester without having an emotional breakdown again.
Okay.
Oh, good luck.
We'll pray for you.
I'm like, that's a very big goal.
Yeah, I was like, that's not a month goal. That's like a 4-month goal, but we'll take it.
I'm like, no, she needs to survive. She needs to have at least one mental breakdown this month.
Yeah.
She has to. Like, cry it out, girl, and let it out. Like, absolutely do not keep that in.
I'd definitely be having breakdowns. Well, I'd be having the worst types. I'd be having, like, the ones that you cry yourself to sleep type shit. Because your life is falling apart. No, and you want to laugh. It's so funny because it happens to me when I'm absolutely alone. And I'm just like, well, at least like, nobody finds me like this.
You should definitely look into that. That has to be, like, a trauma link. Oh,
yeah, 100%. I'm pretty sure it is, but, you know. Let's not open up. Let's not put salt on a wound.
Yeah, don't open
maybe
up.
Maybe that will help, though. Maybe healing that part will help you find a better partner. Maybe will help you find, like, someone who is adequate to be with you.
And she already has me. She don't need nobody else.
Wow. The love.
Where's the ring?
Where's my ring?
Where's the ring?
El anillo pa cuando.
El anillo pa cuando. No, this month goal is that I'm able to run my 2 miles at least twice a week and definitely hitting the gym and not quitting my job.
Yes, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Those are my goals. Oh, we lost her. Well, wow, I lost my girls. I'll take a moment. If you're in the Tampa area, hit up my girl Bridget for your nails. She's really good. Her IG is B Lovely Nails. She will leave you looking right for the right price. Look at her work on the Instagram. Also, help us get to 150 followers on Instagram so we can do the giveaway because you know what I mean? And expect another episode from us soon. We'll try not to wait so long for the next episode to drop.
And if you don't tell your friends, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Subscribe subscribe to our podcast. Hi, we're here on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have anything that you want us to talk about, hit our DMs. Yeah, just keep it classy.
And last but not least, TBT movie. I'm going to try to do this every episode. Big Mama's House.
Bye, guys.